Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the
green bats tumble. Everyone all set?
Hour number two of USA Prepares. Just me for this hour. And I'll be talking about some tips in my notebooks that I have compiled in case I ever write a book and publish it. But I'm not selling a book. I don't think I'll ever publish it. So these are just some notes that I wanted to share with you. If you've got some better ideas than I'm talking about, I'd love to hear from you. And you can give us a call. We'll pay for the call, 866-582-9933. So 68 years have gone by, and I've been doing all kinds of work around the house when I was growing up, and ultimately around the farm. I'm a first-generation farmer. No one in our family was a farmer before I and my wife. So here we are, and we're learning how to do things, I think, a little bit more efficiently and a little bit better, because we look at what can go wrong, and then we try to prevent things from going wrong in the future. So that's how we approach things. When I work on electricity, I found this really neat little gadget. It's a handheld. It's like the size of a highlighter, a little bit longer, and about the diameter of a nickel, and about 6 inches long, maybe 7 inches long. The one I have in my hand is called a Surveyor. Surveyor, S-U-R-V-E-Y-O-R, and it is a non-contact electrical tester. And when I work on electrical outlets and electrical panels and breaker panels and so forth, fuse boxes, I want to know if it's powered up. Even though I think it's not, I really want to know. So I have this little device. It's made out of plastic. It's all plastic. And all you do is there's a tip on it, and you just touch the plastic tip against the insulation of a wire that you want to know if it's energized. You don't have to touch it against bare wire. You can touch it against the insulation. As a matter of fact, you can, if you have an extension cord plugged in, one of those orange extension cords or any color really, you can just touch this non-contact electrical tester against the insulation of an orange extension cord anywhere on that extension cord, and it will beep. It'll sound kind of like this. Okay? And if it does, you know that that cord is plugged in, or that circuit is energized, or that outlet is energized. It's really simple. Now, what do they cost? Well, you can go to eBay and you can find them for $1.98. Shipped, delivered to your door. $1.98. So, I've got one. Actually, I have two of them so that I can have them at the ready. I have an electrical toolbox that has all my electrical type devices in it. You know, the electrician's pliers and the diagonal cutters and the wire strippers and the needle nose pliers and, those kinds of things. So, and the flat blade screwdriver and the number two Phillips screwdriver and the square drive screwdriver. I keep all that together along with, the crimpers and the wire nuts. And by the way, wire nuts come in different colors. And they don't come in different colors for your own amusement. They come in different colors because they are color-coded for the number and thickness of wire that you would use in them. There it is. It's just going off again. Okay. So the ones that I use the most for the smallest of wires, let's say I'm wiring something like an 18 gauge wire that would be a cord for a lamp. Then I would use the orange colored wire nuts. Then if I wanted to put together two wires that would maybe be 14 gauge or 12 gauge, like Romex, I would use the yellow. If I were going to put maybe three 12 gauge wires together, I would use the red ones. So the ones that I use most often are orange for the smallest of the wires, yellow for a little bit thicker wires, and then red for thicker wires. Now, they have even smaller sizes and bigger sizes, but those are the three big ones, the orange, the yellow, and the red. And that, those are the ones that I use most often. You can buy them on eBay. I buy about 100 or so at a time, and we use them pretty often here. We've used hundreds of each here when we built our farmhouse. And when I wire electrical outlets, I think I've told you a number of times that I solder those connections together rather than just twist them together. But if I were going to connect some wires and think, well, maybe I'm going to have to work on this later, then I won't solder them. But I'll remember where they are, and I'll solder them when I'm finally done with the ultimate finished product. That's when I'll solder them. But temporarily, no. And there's some question as to whether you should twist the wires together with electrician's pliers after the wire's been stripped, twist them together, then put the wire nut on, or put the wire nut on and leave the wires straight in there, in the wire nut. And I've tried it both ways. So here's what I do. If I'm going to solder the wires, I twist them. If I'm just going to use a wire nut on them, and it's a temporary solution, I don't twist them. That's how I do it. And if I were going to not solder them and make it a permanent connection, I would just put the wires in straight and twist the wire nut. And to make a good, strong, tight connection, I use electrician's pliers to tighten the wire nuts on even tighter than I could with my fingers. Okay, so that's the wire nut 101 paragraph in the book. Okay, so what happens if you decide that you want to lower the cost of electricity for your refrigerator or freezer? What do you do? Well, one thing you do, obviously, is you clean the coils. Now, some refrigerators, some older ones, not frost-free ones, the kind you manually defrost, might have coils on the back of the refrigerator. And those black coils can get dusty over the years. So you pull the refrigerator out, and you get your vacuum cleaner with the brush attachment, and you vacuum those coils. And that will aid the transfer of heat from the coils to the air in the room wherever your refrigerator happens to be. And it works great. Now, some coils are underneath the refrigerator. So there's usually a little vent, a decorative vent at the bottom of the refrigerator, and you pop that off. Sometimes it's held on with two screws. Sometimes it's just held on with friction-type clips. And you pop that off, and you'll see the coils underneath the refrigerator, and there's a fan there. And the idea is they could use smaller coils if they put a fan to blow air across the coils. That works pretty well, too, except it's cheaper to manufacture, but it's dustier. So what happens is those smaller coils get way more dust on them than the coils in the back of the refrigerator. So what you should do is every 6 months or so, get on your hands and knees, pop that decorative cover off the bottom of the refrigerator, and then take that wand with your vacuum cleaner and vacuum that out. And you'll see, you won't believe how much dust is there, especially if you have dogs or cats, you know, animals in the house. You won't believe how much dust is there. And if you live in the city, you won't believe how the dust is black, like soot from a diesel bus or diesel truck. You won't believe how black it is, seriously, sticky and black. Then you'll think, I wonder if that's why I cough so much. But you can vacuum those coils out very easily, and you should probably do that every 6 months. But the problem is that refrigerators generally do not come with rollers anymore. They used to. They used to come with adjustable rollers, and you could roll that refrigerator out into the kitchen floor, get behind it, wash behind it, clean it off. And it's really hard today because they don't come with rollers. So what do? Well, you buy rollers. And we have, I think, 5 sets of rollers here at the farm. And a set of rollers is about $20 or less. They're made by a company called Shepherd Manufacturing. And they have two different classifications of these rollers. One is rated for about 1,500 pounds, 12 to 1,500 pounds. The other is 2,000 pounds. I only buy the 2,000-pound ones because they're a little more substantial. And they only cost like $2 more. So we put all of our refrigeration equipment, including a chest freezer, on these rollers. And the idea is they will roll forward or backward. Now, these are not going to roll 360 degrees. You can't spin the refrigerator around. They only roll forward or backward, which is fine. And that's all you really want to do. So before you fill up your refrigerator, you buy these rollers, and they will jack up your refrigerator about an inch and a half. So if you don't have an inch and a half of extra clearance on top of your refrigerator, they're not going to work. And keep in mind that you need to have at least 1 inch of clearance on every side of your refrigerator as a general rule. At least. Actually, 2 inches at the top would be even better. 3 inches would be better than that because heat rises. And you want the heat to come out from the coils that keep the refrigerator cold. You want that heat to get out. And that heat will get out from the sides and the top. Now, I've seen instances where custom refrigerator or custom kitchen cabinets have been made and the size was exactly the size of the refrigerator. Makes no sense to me. Because the only way a refrigerator can be cooled on the inside is to remove the heat from the inside. So that heat has to go somewhere. Now, if you build a box and it fits the refrigerator perfectly on all sides, how does that heat get out? I don't know. So consider having at least 1 inch of airspace around your refrigerator. Now, some refrigerators and freezers will use the skin of the appliance as the coil. So what they'll do is the coils will be on the inside of the refrigerator or freezer, and they will be tack welded to the skin, you know, the white or the stainless steel or the black, whatever it is that the skin of your refrigerator is. Not the door, but the sides and the top, and sometimes the back. So that skin of the refrigerator now is the coil. And if you don't have enough air circulation space around there, the heat can't get off the skin. And what you're doing is you're trying to heat the refrigerator inside from the skin of the refrigerator. And you use way more electricity. Your compressor will run way more. And the life expectancy of that appliance will be way less. So what you want to do is make sure you have plenty of airspace around your refrigerator. Clean the coils. And the easiest way to do that is when it's unloaded, get these rollers. But if you have these rollers and you have a vinyl floor in your kitchen, you're going to make indentations from the rollers on the vinyl floor under the refrigerator. So keep that in mind. And they're generally not recommended for wood floors. To that I say nonsense. We have wood floors in our kitchen, wood floors under the refrigerator, got wood floors everywhere except for in the bathrooms, and it works just fine. So for those of you wondering, can you have wood floors in the kitchen? Of course you can. Of course, you have to seal them, though. You'll have to seal them with polyurethane or something like that.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So an empty refrigerator or an empty freezer will cycle the compressor a lot more often than a full freezer or a full refrigerator. But it's kind of impractical to have your refrigerator or freezer filled more than 7/8 full. But we try to do that. So if we have a refrigerator that's running and there's not much in it, what we do is we put some bottles of water in there. And those can be cleaned out 2-liter soda bottles. The idea is that you'll have more mass that's cold and will kind of keep the cold so the compressor won't cycle as much. And the hardest thing on electricity is not the running of the compressor, it's the turning or powering up of that compressor, which will use about 2 to 3 times more energy to start a compressor than to run a compressor. And that's any electrical motor. So whether it be a refrigerator, freezer, or an air conditioning compressor, or a fan, anything with electric motor, use 2 to 3 times more electricity to start it than to run it. So the idea is to start it less. Well, you can do that by filling 2-liter bottles of water and squeeze out 10% of the water, so you only fill 90% full. Kind of like when you buy a soda at the Chinese factory outlet, 2-liter bottles, they never fill them all the way because if they did, they would break. They would rupture in cold weather and in warm weather. So What we do, not so much in the refrigerator, but in the freezer, we will keep some empty soda bottles. Now, we don't drink very much soda, but if we have company, we might have some. And we'll put those bottles with, we'll sterilize them, and we'll put them in the freezer. And the reason for that is, if we ever had to have water in an emergency, well, there's always some in the freezer. Or if we go shopping, and we want to buy some things that are cold, and we want to bring them home, but we're going to be gone for a couple hours, we'll take those frozen 2-liter bottles with us, and we'll put them in the cooler. And they'll keep cold whatever we have in the cooler. So, and it will also take up space, airspace, in the freezer, so that the freezer won't cycle so often. So it's just a quick tip for getting a lot of bang for the buck out of empty soda bottles. Okay? So you might want to try that. So the more full your refrigerator or freezer is, the less it's going to cycle. The longer the compressor is going to last, and the less electricity you're probably going to use. If you were going to buy a new home, whether it be a new used home or a new home, and you want to know if the floors are level, there's an old trick to doing that. What you can do is take a large marble. It has to be spherical. It can't be lumpy. It's got to be like a ball-bearing spherical. Or bring a big ball bearing with you. And I'm talking about one that might be the size, diameter of a quarter or larger. And if you've got that in your pocket and you want to know if the floors are level, just put that marble on the floor. And if it rolls, that floor is not level. You can check counters with it. You can check floors with it. And but you can't check irregular type surfaces, because the surface friction is going to be too great, and it won't work on rugs, but it will work on hardwood floors. It'll work on floors that composite floors. It'll work on that, but it can't be one that has a rough textured surface. Radiator caps. I have noticed, and I've been doing this for a long time, I've noticed that the radiator pressure caps on automobiles and light trucks have increased in pressure over the years. They started out with, well, maybe 7 pounds per square inch of pressure, and then they went to like 10, 11, 12, 14, 15. Now some of them are up to 30 pounds per square inch for some imported cars. And the reason they're doing this is that the coolant or the antifreeze will boil at a higher temperature if it's under more pressure. The whole problem with that is everything's under more pressure, and the higher the pressure, the greater the tendency for leaks. So what I do is I reduce the pressure. I go exactly in the opposite direction that the manufacturers are going. I'll tell you a little bit more about that when we come back.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A violent incident in London this morning.
This incident happened on London Bridge, that an attacker with armed, we believe with a knife, started attacking people that armed police were deployed.
That is heard on BBC TV in the UK. Metropolitan Police in London say a man is in custody after stabbing a number of people on the bridge. They describe the attack as a major incident, and they have not yet said how many people were injured. That iconic bridge remains at last check on lockdown. President Trump's back in Florida after a surprise visit to Afghanistan yesterday, where he served turkey to the troops, spent a few hours talking to soldiers and meeting with the Afghan president. Reporters were under strict instructions to keep the trip secret to keep the president safe. He also announced that talks with the Taliban have resumed. This is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety, because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow Premium Pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special and use my promo code USA.
Black Friday starts now at Banana Republic Factory. Get 60% off everything and an extra 60% off clearance. Shop our biggest sale of the year with cozy sweaters from $19.99. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory. Black Friday starts now at Banana Republic Factory. Get 60% off everything and an extra 60% off clearance. Shop our biggest sale of the year with cozy sweaters from $19.99. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to Proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's gonna be sliding.
When are today's hot?
What? You've got your
take. My, when you go to the
for 2 seconds during the
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
So, Mrs. Fennelli and I have a rope bed. It's probably getting close to 200 years old. As a matter of fact, everything in our family is really old. And, you know, all of our furnishings. And so a rope bed is a pretty heavy frame. The one that I'm thinking of right now it's made out of 4x4 posts. And it has 4x4 bed rails. So the whole bed is made out of 4x4 lumber, And there are pegs in it every 6 inches or so. And what would happen is rope would be laced from left to right, the headboard to the footboard, kind of like in a grid. And then what would happen is there'd be a bag, which would be the mattress, and be filled with straw. And that would be put on top of the rope. And that's how old this bed is. So it's a pretty massive bed. And the reason I'm telling you this is that when we bought these years ago, they were very, very inexpensive. And now they're considered, you know, antiques. Well, this particular bed, it's impossible to sleep on a rope bed. I mean, it would break your back. So what I did was I put a 1x2 along the inside edge of this rope bed. I nailed it very carefully. And then I put slats. And the slats were different widths of lumber that I had lying around. Some of it was shelving lumber, 1x12. 1x8, you know, 1x10, maybe even down to 1x6. I put that on the supports along the sides of the bed, and I put the slats across from side to side at the same height as the top of the 4x4s that are the rails. So now I had a flat surface, and I put a mattress, a very stiff mattress on top of that. There's no box spring. So if you have one of these beds, and if you do it the way I mentioned, you do not need a box spring. You just need a mattress. And it works great. But now the bed and mattress weigh about 200 pounds together. And there's a real small footprint that the legs of the bed will make on the floor. And if you have carpeting, like an oriental rug or wood floors, it puts a lot of pounds per square inch downward on that rug or on that floor. I don't like that. So what I did was I have a lot of pallet material here, and I've got some nice clean pallets, like brand new pallet material. And I cut squares that are about 3 inches by 3 inches of this pallet material, which is, pallet material is really, really strong wood, like oak, red oak, white oak, maybe some hickory, and that's what's around here. And that's what pallets are made out of, mostly oak, very rarely hickory, but there's some hickory here. So I cut these squares, and they're about a half inch thick, 3x3x1/2 inch thick, and I put that under each of the legs of the bed. And I have it on the studio table. So two of the legs of the studio table are on an oriental rug, and two are not. So I adjust the thickness of maybe one or two of these blocks, and it protects the oriental rug from being stained by the stained material, or maybe these pieces of furniture might have one of these steel round buttons on the bottom for sliding the furniture. Now, if they were to rust, they would rust into the rug or carpeting or floor. So to prevent all that, I use these blocks of wood. And you may want to try that too. And what do they cost? Well, they're free. I heard a commercial about, if you're afraid of an IRS audit. Why would you be afraid of an IRS audit? Actually, it's kind of fun. At least I think it's fun. I look at it as a challenge. Because no matter what they ask me, I'm not afraid of it. Because I prepared our taxes. Actually, Mrs. Finelli and I prepared our taxes. So I know exactly what all the numbers are. And I know exactly where they all came from. And I have records. And on the receipts for everything that we bought, I write in pencil on the receipt what it was for, the dates there, what it was. And if they say, do you have a receipt for? I go, of course. I just have to find it. Now, I'm not ever in a hurry. So when I've been audited a bunch, and I bring the whole family. And when we get audited, you know, it's kind of like going to the movies, except it's free. And it's a challenge. And I have no problem engaging in a battle with the IRS, none whatsoever, because I know I'm right, and I know I can defend everything that is on those forms, everything. But I'm never in a hurry for them. So whatever they want, I've got it with me. I just have to find it. So you might want to consider doing your own taxes, because if you do, you'll probably be able to keep more of your income than you did if you have someone else prepare your taxes. Now, if someone else prepares your taxes and you get audited, now that's something to worry about, because you really don't know what they did, because you didn't do it. But if you did it, then you know what you did, and then you can defend it very, very easily. Okay, next thing. When I cut wood, I always do it the same way. I measure twice. Because you can't cut it and then cut it again and make it longer. And it doesn't work like that. Each time you cut it, it gets shorter. So I want to make sure that I get it right the first time. So I always measure twice. And here is the trick that I use. I use what's called a speed square. So if I'm going to cross-cut a piece of wood, shelving or 1x2 or 1x3, I use a speed square. And you can get them at any tool outlet, or you get them at the Chinese factory tool outlet for like $2, maybe $3. They look like a triangle. And they have a lip on them, and you can put them along the straight edge of the piece of wood you're cutting, and then you can draw a line across. And here's the secret. What I do is, you know, do you cut on the left side of the line or the right side of the line, or do you cut the line? Well, I always save the line. When I'm done, that cut is right up against the line, and I can still see the line after the cut. But which side of the line do you cut? Well, I always put it, and this is my way of doing it, I always put an X on the side I want to keep. So when I measure it, I put the line on it, I put an X on the side I want to keep, and that tells me every single time how to cut that board, cross cut. And you can do the same thing too, and it'll save you some mistakes. Let me just look through my book here, actually my spiral bound notebook, and find some other paragraphs. Okay, plumbing. Now this is in no particular order. I just wrote down thoughts as they came to me. I keep some of these spiral-bound notebooks in the studio, and when I thought of something, I just walk into the studio and write down, you know, some of my notes. So that's why this book is kind of random. Plumbing. Now, this is drain plumbing. So under the sink, sometimes you'll see what looks like a chrome-plated drain pipe, and that's fine. Sometimes you'll see plastic. So which is better? Well, I've been using plastic for over 30 years now. It's less expensive, and I've never had any problems with it. Never, not once. So, if you're concerned, if you have metal and you're going to replace it because it's actually has been eaten through, you can replace it with plastic drain plumbing, and it really works just fine. Plastic seems to be impervious to just about all the chemicals that you might put down the drain. And you can intermix metal with plastic. It works fine. The plastic replacement plumbing is designed to connect to the original metal if you have, you know, an older home. Kitchen faucets. Over the years, I've determined that it really is better to buy a brand name. And the brand names that we have used are pretty much two. American Standard and Moen. Moen/Stanadyne. And both of them are fine. And so you pick the design that you like. And I like a high-rise faucet. I do not like a low faucet in the kitchen sink. I want to be able to wash large pots and pans from a faucet aerator that's higher up than rather than lower. And I've been buying them for years. And so what I do is I keep the box, because all of these faucets that I buy have a lifetime warranty. And the mechanism that actually controls the flow of water will last about 10 years. If you keep the box, you will be able to call that number for American Standard and say, I've got your model 123 faucet. It drips. I've had it about 10 years. I've got the original box. Here is your part number. And they'll say, okay, well, that's got a lifetime warranty. Where would you like us to send the replacement cartridge? It's as simple as that, as long as they're still in business. So I always keep the boxes for the faucets, and I try to buy the same faucets. So in our house, we have three kitchen faucets. I've used two of them. They're in two locations, and I have one brand new spare. And the spare has the number for the company that manufactured it, and it's got the model number, and it's all right there. And in the bathrooms, I used two handle, so there's a hot and a cold valve, and a high rise. And sometimes they're called bar sinks, like in bar and grill. And these are high rise. So it does not, our bathroom faucets do not look like the traditional bathroom faucet that you'll see in most houses. Most of them are very low. And so if you want to wash your hands are going to go below the faucet and actually into the sink bowl. And I think that's crazy. So our faucets are high rise, and I can wash my hands above the level of the counter or the sink. And they're about $50. And the ones that we use are called Cadet, C-A-D-E-T. It's American Standard brand, and it has two levers, one for hot and one for cold. And they come with a lifetime warranty. So if you have a problem with the aerator, or if you have a problem with the valving, the replacement parts are free. It seems to make sense to me to do it that way. It makes no sense to have the standard faucet that is what's called a 4-inch center set, which is low. It makes no sense to me to do that. Because we'll get gross here, but if I brush my teeth and I want to rinse, I can just put my head under the aerator. I don't have to touch the aerator, and I can get a mouthful, rinse, 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 rinse. And so can everybody else. And if I wanted to wash my hair with warm water in the sink, I could do that too. But you can't with a four-inch center set that's low. We'll talk more about plumbing when we come back.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business. One of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot.
It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley's giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So I just took a tape measure and I measured the height of the aerator of the faucet in the bathroom sink. And it's 7 inches above the counter height. So that's way higher than the standard center set. Another thing that you might want to think about is the drain in your bathroom. So if you're going to be buying a bathroom sink, what you can do is you don't have to buy that standard pop-up drain where you push this lever or you pull this lever and the drain pop, it goes up or down. That's a great place for bacteria to grow, and I don't like those. So what I looked at was, what do commercial establishments do? How do they handle their bathroom sinks? So if you go to a hotel or motel, you might find this. You might find that they have a perforated drain, and there's a company called KES, and they have a perforated grid. And it's a strainer, and it's typically chrome plated, and it might have almost 20 little holes in the bottom. So instead of a pop-up drain, it has these little holes, and they cost about $13. So instead of the traditional, what the herd uses, you don't have to do that. You can have this perforated grid type drain in the bottom of your sink, and it really works really, really well. So the brand of faucet that we use is an American Standard. It's called Cadet. It's about $60 and it has a lifetime guarantee. But I don't think companies are going to be around forever. So I try not to rely on the guarantee or warranty for a lifetime as much as the quality of the product. And then I try to get replacement parts ahead of time so that when they do start to leak, I already have the parts. So, who makes the best can opener? Well, I think in a manual can opener, it's made by a company called Swing Away, S-W-I-N-G, second word, Away, A-W-A-Y, manual can opener. So, the standard handle model is $7.99. The model with a longer crank is a dollar more, $8.99. And if you want the wall-mounted version of it, $14.99. So we have the two the standard and the longer handled crank, and we've had them at least 15 to 20 years. It's the same kind that my grandmother had mounted on the wall in her kitchen, except she had the wall-mounted one, and she had hers for 40 years, still working. And I'm not sure if they're made in the United States anymore, but they were. And they last a long time. So if you're concerned that you want to eat when the electricity is not available, then you need a manual can opener. And the cheap ones aren't very good at all. And if they get really stiff, if the crank gets stiff, you can take a drop of vegetable oil and apply it to the shaft as a bearing lubricant, and it'll work great again. Now, we wash our can openers in the dishwasher periodically because, frankly, food gets on the cutter wheel. And that food can grow things that we don't want to be growing on there. So we wash them in the dishwasher. We hardly throw things out here at our farm. And one of the things that we've kept is carpet padding. One of the times that we put carpet padding in for under our under our oriental rugs, we buy the, it's kind of like a fiber padding. It's not this foam rubber. It's actually made out of fibers, and it doesn't compress very much. And what I do is I cut it into squares to go under furniture. So if I think I need to adjust a piece of furniture, maybe move it a little bit, this is it's kind of like a polypropylene hair padding. It's about a half of an inch thick or 3/8 of an inch thick. Doesn't compress very much, and it will slide over wood floors. So what I do is I cut this padding to a little bit larger than the legs of whatever I want to put it under to protect the floors if I'm going to have to slide and adjust that piece of furniture. So I don't even throw out carpet padding. So I've had the same carpet padding in rolls that have been left over for years, and I keep it because I use it for all kinds of applications. Another thing, you can make your own gaskets. Years ago, most gaskets were made out of a specially treated paper. And sometimes we don't have the gaskets for automotive purposes that we need, like a water pump. And you can make your own. If you have gasket material, and you can buy it for maybe $5 for a roll of this, and it might be 18 inches by 18 inches or 18 by 24, what you do is you carefully lay that gasket material over the water pump or the water pump outlet, and you make sure it doesn't move, and you gently tap with the ball end of a ball peen hammer, tap, 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 and that will cut the gasket for you. It'll literally cut out the gasket for you, the holes and everything. And that's a great way to go if you don't have the gaskets. Class, we're out of time. Above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.